Baby, now you ready. Baby, now you ready.
Welcome to the Full Press Packers Pod, part of Full Press Coverage. My name is Kyle Senra. Joining me is my co-host, Jesse Hall. How are you doing, Jesse?
Hey, we're doing. On the wrong side of the win-loss column this week, but big picture, it's not that bad, guys. It's not that the sky has not fallen, I'll say that. But yeah, I'm doing good.
Yeah, Chiefs-Packers, not Rodgers versus Mahomes. Love versus Mahomes. Almost said Rodgers versus Love. That's a different storyline. This is a football game. To be honest, one score game. Packers lost the game 13-7. So it was there for them to win it. I mean, two turnovers. So that was not so great for the Packers on that side. If you look at just on the surface, a lot of the numbers actually do favor the Packers. Total yards, first downs, time of possession. Not so good on third down. I guess that's kind of some of the big stories is, not as efficient on third downs and losing the turnover battles. And special teams. We were talking about it in the Cardinals game. That seemed like an average special teams game, right? Like, okay, if this is what it'll be the rest of the season, it's good. Seems like that mini bye week did not do the special teams units any favor. Now, that being said, the Chiefs traditionally have been one of the stronger special teams units in the Andy Reid era. So when you play that good of a unit that really excels, that's kind of something that, you're going to get exposed. I feel like the Packers kind of did on special teams today. But I'll stop rambling. Jesse, what are your kind of big general thoughts? Oh, I guess you kind of said that. Like, it's positive, which has been your outlook. You've been really good at that all season, kind of giving a positive spin on it. But what do you kind of want to dive into specifically first, I guess?
Well, I can do a kind of good, bad, the ugly. The good is, listen, this is a mentally tough team that this could have been a blowout, right? With all the mistakes, special teams, and the uglies that we can go into here in a second, this could have got out of hand really bad, especially, we're playing with Jordan Love, we'll cover that too, but the Chiefs did not respect us early. They're like, we're going to go for a fourth down, and all they're going to do on defense is send pressure, right? Because they don't think this kid can beat them. This team's a hell of a football team. We're mentally tough, and if you doubt this defense, you're crazy, because this defense can play with anybody. They were physical. We lost Kenny Clark. Guess what? Big play Slay came in there. I love TJ Slayton. He came in there, and he filled in well. They haven't missed a beat, and yeah, whatever. That third down, I wish Gary was there a click of a second earlier and something would have changed, but this defense can play with anybody. The Chiefs, for all their struggles, they're still loaded. They have a good team. We held them to 13 points, and it might not even been that much. Hey, Packer fans, guess what? This team has the foundation. Is it all together yet? Not yet, but we have the foundation. Hey, Jordan Love, I expected more, but at the same time, this does not close the book on this kid. Is he ready today? No. Was the game a little fast for him? Of course. Yeah, it was. It was ugly at times, but whatever. A lot of it was fixable. None of the stuff that he struggled with was talent-wise. A lot of it was progressions and just things that he's going to learn with. Running game, they played good. The O-line, I thought, struggled, but guess what? They played the numbers game, so that was tough. We only have five or six blockers if you throw in a tight end. They were sending everybody, so that was going to be a struggle. We still ran the ball good. We played a good game, and if you want to talk about ugly, Jesus, what's going on with special teams? It just never ends. It's been a 10-year curse. If it rains, it pours. They do a good thing on coverage, and then we can't kick field goals. We can't turn the ball. The laces are not out. Old joke. But why is that third part of the team that matters so bad always? And like you said, the Chiefs, they have a good special teams. It shouldn't be a miserable fail then. Okay, if they got a good special teams, just don't make mistakes. And what did we do? Two major mistakes early that cost points. So that was so ugly. And we see every week clean stuff up. Well, we're week 9 and this is still happening. this is still happening. And the pressure is still coming off that right side on special teams. And it's like, is it fixable at this point? Because it's crazy to me. But other than that, I love this football team. I'm sorry, I'm a homer. I love this football team. And when we're healthy and we're going to get healthy and have everybody back, there's nobody in this league that scares me. Like, I don't think we can't compete. That's not to say we can't beat everybody, but we can play with anybody.
I agree with that. I think the defense certainly showed today they're a championship caliber defense. Because, like, yeah, the offense struggled, but this entire defensive unit made it really tough on them. Throwing the right kinds of coverages, except against Kelsey. Kelsey was open a lot. That was not so great. That was maybe the only downside of the defense that Kelsey could, when they really needed to get those first downs, Kelsey was usually open and able to do so. So that was kind of, and you know, there's times like Chris Barnes had an amazing game, but there's one play where you didn't quite cover him well enough. I know they kind of commented on the broadcast crew. They weren't annoying today. They didn't give me a head Aikman or what normally happens, but kind of brought up a good point. Like, you know, this offense throws so many motions and so many things at you as a defense that you kind of look into the backfield less as a linebacker covering kind of the middle to kind of make sure. So I thought that the offense put the defense in so many tough positions, and for the most part, the defense responded. And again, only one touchdown allowed. The red zone defense has gotten better. I mean, they still had a field goal drive, so, you know, not shut out completely, but outside of the opening drive, which went down for a touchdown, which, dude, that's probably the best the Chiefs looked all day, was that opening drive. They kind of did what they wanted to. This is in for a long game if this is going to be the case. And then on the next drive, Packers almost held them to three and out, or they did. It was a three and out, so almost immediately turned the script there.
Right, and the Chiefs had more three and outs in this game than they've had combined all year. So that's saying something. I mean, again, like you said, you know, for all the Chiefs' struggles, they're still talented, right? I mean, they still have the players. And I think we're already handicapped, because if you look at what the strategy was for the Chiefs, they were going to go for it on fourth down regardless if it was within like 3 or 4 yards. So that's really tough where you're not even playing the sticks anymore. It's like, hey, we got to stop them at like 3rd and 5 or longer, because this team's going to go for it because they don't respect our offense. And this defense still showed up. So I tip my hat there. like I said, we can play with anybody. We just got to get it done. So and I'm taking positives out of this, of course, because we still didn't win, which is the ultimate goal. But there's a lot of things to like, and it was on the defensive side of the ball, especially with Eric Stokes, who had game time, was out of the game. So Kevin King came in, and he, outside of a pick that would have been nice to have him get, he played a heck of a game. He really did.
Yeah, he did well keeping everything in front of him, not letting anyone get behind him. I think, you know, again, they've been running a lot of those run the corners, off coverage, keep everything in front of them anyway, naturally, which Kevin's strength. So I think in that sense fits with the Joe Barry system. And it seems like how Joe Barry wants to run the corners a lot. So can I understand why the team brought him back 1 year when we thought, oh, maybe they just let him walk. But it's like, well, he would fit with how they do want to play. And it seems like this game kind of showed that. So yeah, I thought Douglas played solid too. The early penalty, again, same thing in the Cardinals game, right? Early penalty. But after that, short memory, and again, they didn't really allow any big plays down the field, which is what the Chiefs are known for. But yeah, we Packers lost, so we don't do the Packers prime performer in losses. But if it was going to be anyone, it would have been Chris Barnes, right? But I also thought Devondre Campbell, same thing. Like, those two might have been the two best defensive players for the Packers this game. And even then, still allowing Kelsey to get open, which it just speaks to the difficulty of trying to contain that threat in particular, but the Chiefs in general. Like, you could have an amazing defensive game, and they still scored 13 points. Right? Like for a kind of an average NFL offense, if you have this amazing defensive game, as well as the Packers defense played today, we are recording this after the game, like, you could have a shutout against like an average offense the way they play, the quality. So like, it just kind of also speaks to the quality of opponent who, while they're struggling, there's still hints of that talent there that's kind of inescapable. They just really need to put it all together and have a complete game. Because again, one drive, they looked amazing. Like, they looked like this could be the best offense in football. But, yeah, that almost accounted for half their yards the whole game. It didn't quite. Like, they gained more than that. But it felt like it. It seemed like it. And it's funny because the Packers were almost the exact opposite, where a lot of the good quality play happened on really two drives in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I'm going to piggyback that right now, where if you're in the AFC and you watched any football this week, you don't want to play the Chiefs down the stretch, because nobody in that AFC scared anybody this week. The Chiefs are still, until someone knocks them off, they're the team to come out of the AFC. So, yeah, are they playing good football yet? No, but don't be surprised if they start clicking late. So it is what it is. We lost to them, but don't doubt how good this team is. Talented. And I'll take that, because it's hard to win in the NFL. And I say that every week. It's hard to win the NFL. They won this week, but we're right there. We can play with them. We didn't play our best football, and guess what? We can play. So just staying positive.
So one thing about the how well the defense played is kind of interesting, because I'm not sure if Kenny Clark was dealing with something beforehand, but even when he was on the field, I know they kind of rotated him out in and out a lot, so I'm suspecting he may not have been 100% entering the game, because I felt he didn't play that great. I thought this was one where it wasn't really Clark making the plays. This is kind of everyone else, and it seemed like him being out allowed guys to almost shine a bit more. So I wonder if Clark was kind of dealing with something going in. You saw that one play, and I know they kind of commented on it. They had him pull a stunt, and they were doing that a few times, trying to get him to run from a defensive end and then trying to run him inside. So even the way they used him kind of tells me something wasn't quite right clicking today. And it, again, maybe it was injury related, but he kind of, he got around on the stunt perfectly right in the gap and couldn't tackle Daryl Williams for a 1 yard game and stop him on, I believe it was a third down. Allowed him to get to the second level, gain the first down, and gain a few yards. Like, that was one that surprised me. I was like, that's not, like, Daryl Williams isn't this amazing power back, like, say, an A.J. Dillon or even an Aaron Jones, that a guy like Clark, I think they mentioned this in the broadcast, too. He didn't wrap his arm around, but still, like, that, and maybe it's because he didn't use the technique, maybe because he was injured, that's why he was kind of trying to hit him and limit the types of motions anyway. So I don't know how you felt about Kenny Clark there, but again, my theory is he might have already been entering not 100%. Maybe it was like, Stokes getting hurt pregame and that kind of combined. Okay, I gotta push through it a little more, but different circumstances. Maybe is that something they maybe even limited his snaps more. I'm not sure. Obviously, we'll have to see later in the week. But what were your thoughts about Kenny Clark?
Yeah, it just seemed like they were trying to use him a little bit more. You don't want to say protect him, right? Because the guy plays in the trenches. But yeah, like, his game wasn't the same early, and then you see him come off. And even on one play where he got up, like, you could see he was just kind of ginger. And backs are a thing you don't mess with, and he's had back problems in the past. So yeah, I kind of questioned it early. Like, you didn't see the same player that we saw all year, just especially like how they were using them. They were just kind of using them different. So yeah, good observation, because it obviously wasn't the game plan, because when Kenny's right, you have him just wreck everything, right? And so we don't even know. I haven't even seen the pressers afterwards, so we'll hear more, because they did not hesitate to put him in street clothes, and he was moving around and looking like he was fine on the sidelines. So hopefully it's just something, pretty minor, that he'll be back next week and, not – because we don't need any more injuries, right? So hopefully it's minor. But, that's kudos to the rest of the guys that stepped up. I mean, Lancaster and Slayton, when you're talking about we don't give out the award for best player, TJ Slayton was a man. He was a man out there. So that's good to see other guys step up for sure.
All right, now moving over to the offense in particular, I guess it all – like, this is – the chunk where we talk about Jordan Love mostly, right? Because I think the rest of the offense, I think it, it sounds like Bakhtiari is creeping back. I think that's a further discussion maybe on the preview episode for the next game in terms of that, how that offensive line would go. I will say, you know, Royce Newman a couple penalties, getting beat a couple times. Chris Jones kind of made everyone look bad. That's what Chris Jones does. So I don't want to take away too much from that. But I guess, yeah, Jordan Love, first career NFL start. What do you think?
All right, so right away, real rocky, right? I love the first play call. Like, that was going to be the make or break for me. It's like, man, I hope they do like a play action shot kind of call. And it wasn't the shot call, but they did the tight end crosser that should have been really easy completion. And he missed it really bad. I'm like, oh man, that doesn't look good. And now we're second and long, right? And that just was kind of his day. It was an early mistake or pressure, which they were bringing the house, and he couldn't get out of that first read. So if I have to say anything, the game was a little fast for him. Then all of a sudden, late in the game, fourth quarter, what did he complete? 9 straight passes, and it started to get in a rhythm, and it started to get going. And then there was some silly stuff where it's just like, hey, Jordan, just throw it up, and hopefully Devontae can beat somebody. Or, hey, just throw it this direction, and hopefully something good happens, because it just – they didn't trust him yet, which, whatever, I get it. You know, this is a hard game to play for a guy that's never been in this situation. And let's not take away the fact that that Arrowhead, you can't hear a dang thing. I'm sorry. That was the loudest. Even on my TV, there is no place louder in the league. So this was the deck was stacked against him. He struggled, but I don't think he's that bad. The talent is there. The kid's got the arm. He can move around. He's got the poise. He could have folded, and he didn't. So is he there yet? No, of course not. We need Aaron Rodgers back. But I'm not going to close the book on him like some Packer fans. If you go on to any social media, they're going to tell you this guy, Brett Hundley, could be better. That's not true. Don't believe that crap. He'll be okay. But not this year. Let's get Aaron Rodgers back.
I will say, you know, yeah, I think the I don't want to say it's like the full mental side of the game, because I think you pointed out, right, the confidence, the grit to not give up and to keep going and to kind of push through all those struggles, that seemed like it was there. Never afraid to make the next play. But the IQ, and it's not even like the like he may know the game really well, but at the quick recognition and putting it all together in the moment, that's incredibly difficult. That's why a quarterback is such a hard position to play. Only, you know, that's why, like, really, frankly, like, the NFL can't get 32 human beings at the same point in history to all play quarterback well. There's always bad quarterbacks in the NFL, right? So clearly it's a very select few who can actually do it properly, and obviously Aaron Rodgers is one of the best at it ever. So, like, that standard is set quite high. I will say, like mentioned, the 2 drives in the fourth quarter, I think that's where he showed a lot of the most positives. But there was, I think maybe his best play of the game was when he was doing the exact opposite of what you were saying, where he didn't rely on his first read. He seemed aware, not just of himself and the movement in the pocket, but also of like where the openings were and how to gain a really key advance and one of the biggest plays of the game, really. Second quarter, After the Packers got pinned deep inside their territory, they're at their own 2-yard line is where they snapped the ball. And so I even thought this going in, rather, you know, you almost telegraph A.J. Dillon run up the middle, right? You're going to protect your rookie there. I kind of like that Matt LaFleur called a play action boot out for Love, right? Let's test him. In his own end zone, what's he going to do? Knowing that, okay, you got to get out of the shadow of your own goalpost here. And they did punt on that drive. But after gaining a first few downs, including on that very first play, 21 yards to A.J. Dillon, right? And it seemed like the first read was Adams, right? And it looked like he was looking there, kind of read the field, recognized Dillon open, saw him, and then Dillon, you know, made a guy miss and made a really good play after the catch. You know, if the defense plays it perfectly, it's a catch anyway, but not a first down. Dillon kind of gave it that extra gear. Dillon was great. I thought a tremendous game. He's really, I know you're always saying stacking successes. I think 2 incredible games for Dillon where the overall numbers don't look all that outstanding, but man, play to play, every time he had the ball in his hands, was doing some really good things, catching really well. And but yeah, that play I thought was really key for Love, right? You're in your own end zone, so many things could go wrong, and stayed poised, found Dylan, and couldn't really sustain the momentum the rest of that drive or the rest of that quarter, really. But I thought that play was like, okay, that's the hint that it's not too big for him. This game, you know, it could seem pretty fast, but it's not that he can't ever catch up. But it's still a long road away, like you're saying. Certainly to get to, like, Aaron Rodgers, he might never be that good, because very few will ever be that good. But to get to where he could lead this team to a championship, it's still a long ways, but it's not impossible, I don't think. There's flashes.
Right, yeah. And the best thing you can do is set him up with a good team, right? And what do we do? You know, the defense played their butts off today, and they did it. And then, you know, outside of the special teams with their blunders, we tried to put the best situation he could. And I will say that's a good point. You know, we were backed up inside our own five on three drives. Matt LaFleur could have done the old, you know, McCarthy kind of thing and, like, let's just play scared and run up the middle and then just punt. Heck no. He said, hey, kid, this game, you know, AFC opponent, a game that maybe 2 months ago we didn't expect to win, and now everything's against us. Nah, we ain't going to change it. We ain't going to change the game plan. You're going to go out there. We're going to call the same things we do with Aaron Rodgers, and let's see if you can do it. It was aggressive. It was not playing scared early. I loved it. That was awesome. Did it work out? No, it didn't. But would we have felt better if we just said, hey, you know, they're stacking the box and they're going to blitz, and we're just going to run it up the gut? No, it would make us all mad. So I liked the whole situation. Yeah, did it work to our advantage? No. You still got to succeed. It's a tough league, man. You know, you got 11 on 11, and everybody's got to get it right, and it's a game of inches. And guess what? They got the few extra inches this game. But this Green Bay Packer team, let's enjoy this ride, because this game didn't make me down, and I don't like to lose, trust me. So.
Yeah, I will say, you know, I thought LaFleur coached a good game. I know I saw some things on Twitter by some people I do respect and normally agree with that kind of said the opposite, thought that they could have maybe called better plays or just coached it better. But maybe the one thing I could think of is Jordan Love kind of showed the athleticism, the speed, maybe designed some run plays here or there, catch the defense off guard. Maybe you don't want to do that for him in his first start, really focus on let him throw from the pocket, really focus on that. But if he does start next week, maybe that's something they incorporate. I think if he does start, he'll be able to take the experiences, the good and the bad, from this and move forward. But we do have to address the ugly, and it's that was special teams. That was pretty brutal. I don't know if you want to get into the specifics, but like quick rundown, missed field goal. And I mean, that one didn't seem all that bad. It was super windy. Like that one, you might just blame on Crosby, unfortunately. But then again, blocked field goal from the right side again. Imagine that, the pressure. There was the fumble on special teams, on the recovery, or on punt return. Yeah, so they were getting the football back. And Malik Taylor kind of got, again, seen this a few times on special teams, just guys getting bullied, right? Like getting knocked to the ground, like just getting out-muscled a lot of the times. Like I think that's kind of the issue, and it's a kind of transition to the point. You asked the question, what's wrong with it? And it's tough to really like blame coaching, right? Like it seems like we like Maurice Dayton, and we thought, okay, this could, you know, turn in the right direction. I think this is all player personnel, and they're not investing enough in special teams, frankly. I wonder, like, not to say this was all the problems, but like Jeff Janis, right? Like, I think the Jeff Janis situation, he was excellent on special teams, like just really excelling, like above average, like truly, you know, top tier in terms of a pure gunner, and like all of his roles he played on special teams, whether it was in coverage or returning, and they just let him walk, and Cleveland signed him really cheap, and then he kind of just fizzled out the NFL. But like, you see the teams like the Patriots, right? They'll quote unquote overpay the guys that aren't really producing on offense. Like, I guess like an example of like Matthew Slater, right? Receiver like Jeff Janis, that direct comparison, right? Like not producing many catches, you know, if he gets four catches a year, you're like, cool, that's great, because they're paying him for his excellence on special teams. And I wonder if the Packers just have never prioritized that enough with, like, we're paying this player to be full-time special teamer. And, you know, if they play either on offense or defense, that's bonus, right? Like, we're paying for the excellence on special teams. It seems like they just never do. And I wonder if that's the problem.
I don't know. I'm going to quit wondering because I can't figure it out, buddy. It's been 10 years. Jeff Janis right now looks like a special teams god because we have not seen anything like it. Like, that dude actually could cover on it's just everything's wrong. And even so far as to say, let's just give up and listen, the other team kicks in the end zone every time. Don't even take it out. Just leave it in the end zone on kickoff, on a punt return. Just fair catch it and rush everybody. Don't even have another person back there because, heaven forbid, it's going to be a fumble when it hits their leg. You know, but the one thing that shouldn't be a problem, if it's that bad on a field goal or an extra point, because it has been this year, pressure from the right, all your starters should be out there. Just play it like it's fourth down. And the blocking scheme's obviously the problem because that pressure keeps coming from the right side. The league understands something that we're blocking down or doing something wrong. So there should be nobody but beside, even if you, hey, what the heck, you know, your long snapper, just put your center in there if you have to and play it like you would like a regular down, because there is no excuse. I can see a block here and there, but there is no reason that we're having this problem week after week, because we've said it every single week, the pressure coming off the right side, it looks like they can block it every time. It's that bad. Like, you can't even do that in a video game, you know? So that needs to be cleaned up. As far as the other stuff, yeah, just fair catch it and don't even touch it and give the offense a chance, because everything else is terrible.
Just to that, I mean, even like the, you know, long snap, like early returns, I don't know why they cut Hunter Bradley, really. Like, right. I mean, it was just really the one on the block, though. It kind of delayed things. It messed things up for the timing, which allowed the pressure to allow the block. But like, yeah, early returns, they shouldn't have cut Bradley. But again, one game we'll have to see going through the week. And we'll, you know, if you have any grievances, because we apparently ended with quite a few here, and certainly on special teams, maybe, you know, we're asking the question to listeners. Do you know what's wrong with special teams? Do you have any solutions? Apparently, we're crowdsourcing this completely because no one knows. But if you do have any answers to that or anything else you want to say, let us know on Twitter at @FPC_Packers. You can also follow your co-hosts individually. Jesse's at Hall_JHall1212. I'm at Senra7. As always, download the Full Press Coverage app. It's available for free on Android and iOS stores. Allows you to have access to all the Full Press Coverage content in one convenient place, and that is for free through the Full Press Coverage app. Shout out to PA the Second on Twitter at @PA_IIOfficial. He lets us use the song Na You as our intro and outro music. So Jesse, any final thoughts for the listeners?
Yeah, you know, enjoy the rest of the week, or enjoy your week, everybody. And hey, big game next week, coming back home, Seattle Seahawks. We've kind of owned them at home. Let's reestablish our dominance. Go Pack, go.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next time on the Full Press Packers Pod.